Shabbos Perchov Gimel Mishnah Dalet. So this is a continuation of Abishol. Machshichen ala tchum lefakech al iskei chala. So since we're allowed to talk about doing a mitzvah, even on Shabbos, talk about doing a mitzvah that's going to be done after Shabbos, therefore, machshichen ala tchum lefakech al iskei chala. One is allowed to be machshich at the edge of the tchum to go see and find out what the tzarchei chala are for a wedding. Val iskei hameis lavilo aron v'sachrichen. And similarly, the iskei of a meis, to bring it an aron or tachrichen. But if a non-Jew brings flutes that were used for eulogies, and he brings it on Shabbos itself, lo yisbod behen Yisrael ela imkein bo mimakum karov. A Jew, because of a knas, because we're not allowed to have non-Jews do malachas for us, and if they did it purposely, we're not allowed to have benefit, and the only time we can do it is ela imkein bo mimakum karov, which we knew that the non-Jew did not bring it from outside the tchum. We knew vadai, not suffik, Vaday that he brought it from within the tchum, and then it would be mutter. Also, lo aron v'chafu lo kever, if a non-Jew made an aron, a casket, or he dug a kever, and he did not do it specifically for the Jew on Shabbos, rather he dug it stam for himself or to sell, he covered by Yisrael, so then a Jew is allowed to use it. He can lo aleinu bury the mace there. Vim b'shvil Yisrael, but if he dug, or he made an aron specifically for a Jew on Shabbos, lo yikover bo olamis. The knas is that the Jews are never, ever allowed to use that Arun and the Kever as well.